wala, nabubuksan lang yung past mo, nare-reopen yung mga old wounds mo, na naghilom na, kinukutkot mo pa.
Mm.
Diba, gumaling na nga kasi nilagyan mo ng elokom, tapos kinakaamot mo pa.
Hi, Langga!
This is Jarrett.
And this is Apple.
Welcome to the Langga Speaks Podcast.
Join our beloved conversations
about God's love and joy. Hello mga langga. For the first time in forever, we missed.
For the first time in
we
three.
We missed publishing week. We missed a publishing week. It's because of a certain flesh sleeping.
Flesh sleeping. Well, that's one for the books, huh?
Yes. Ano, the spirit is willing but the flesh is sleeping.
The flesh is sleeping.
No, but the flesh is sleeping.
The flesh is sleeping.
Ay, Lord, mga langga, I'm so sorry for missing out on 1 week. But
before we knew it, yung isang linggo sa totoo lang.
Yes, it's a roller coaster. There's so many things at play. And naalala ko yung ano, we'll be releasing, I'll take this opportunity also, this month we will be releasing new content on the Halo app.
Mm.
So in case you haven't tried yet, the number one Catholic prayer and meditation app in the world, we recently reached 10 million active users, 1.5 million of it coming from the Philippines.
Wow.
And we will be releasing a new content on the Halo app this month, which will include daily lecture.
Akala ko Langga Speaks is now featured on the Halo. Okay na sana, ipapunta na dun sa
amin. Daily lecture, and then we will also be releasing Gabay. Yeah, coming from the feast. So this is gonna be a good content. Recently, we also onboarded Maris Umali doing the, you know, sleep stories, some of the sleep stories, and
yeah,
the rosary as well.
Yeah, I saw that. Who is Maris?
Maris is a broadcaster, journalist in the Philippines.
Nice. Really,
yes,
nice.
From GMA. So I hope that you can join her. Also, Cardinal Chito Tagle is also now on the app. So I hope you can download it. halo.com/prayneedeast. You can check out our show notes so that you can download it for free and access all the goodness so that you can pray more. So, since we missed out,
commercial tayo.
I did a commercial on the Halo app.
Not paid though, pero thank you so
much. I am paid by the...
That's true. Technically, yes, you are.
Yes, I am a contractor
under the
Halo app. Uh-oh. So hopefully you can join us. Maraming matutulungan ito. And I hope that we can reach more people to pray with us.
Mm.
So aside from that, what is the episode of today? Because hindi natin na-publish yung last week.
Kasi so, wala tayong na-record last week.
Wala tayong na-record. So, meron tayong unfinished business.
Wow! Actually, mga langga, prepare talaga namin yun. Para lang prepared po kayo sa content namin this week. Mga unfinished business na naiwan, na walang closure, ganyan
na parang,
yung mga...
Ano kayo nangyayari sa kanila? Yung iba mga langga na figure out nila kung ano nangyayari. Parang,
kasi nag-email ka din.
Nag-email din po ako sa mga nagsusupport sa amin.
At kung gusto nyo ma-up-to-date sa mga latest.
At mga marites dyan, tsaka mga tolits kung gusto nyo.
Please do, check out.
buymeacoffee.com/langga.
That's buymeacoffee.com/LANGGA. And you would be privy to all of these little things.
Yes, we have a pithy content on that. And
pithy?
Yeah.
What's a pithy?
You know, short content stuff that updates you on what's going on in the background.
Yung nakatulog kami, hindi lang kami nagising on time. Yun lang yun.
So ano nga, usapang closure tayo ngayon.
Uh-oh.
Kasi last 2 weeks ago, we were talking about, you know, goodbyes and saying
goodbye.
Thank you.
Goodbye. I mean, show yun that.
Goodbye.
They would sing that on some show in TFC.
I hate to see you go, but have a good time.
Saan ba yun? Sa TFC?
It's in a variety show. It's in Pera o Bayong.
I don't know.
Not sure.
And you know, but basta, ganun. Naalala ko lang yun. Anyways, so because... You know, whether it be in the podcast universe or in our own personal lives. You know, there are times when having, a lot of times in fact, when there's unresolved conflict in our relationships. And we're speaking especially to the married couples out there or those involved in
romantic relationships.
Yes, in exclusive relationships. That, you know, these unresolved conflicts create tension.
True. Oh,
and that tension isn't light. A lot of the times, it kind of builds up and it weighs down both you and your langga.
Yeah, recently we had this, parang we were having unspoken tension within us. And pag sumabog, ayun, cry fest. So it distracts us, you know, it distracts us eventually pag masyadong hindi nyo pinag-uusapan yan, it creates resentment as well, further breaking down the relationship. So we like to think of this as a kind of conflict, as an unfinished business. Diba? Pagka meron tayong mga hindi nagagawa sa opisina, pag may mga hindi binibigay sa atin, hindi tayo makatulog.
Actually, you know what? I just realized then, yung there are people like me, I don't know kung sino-sino sa mga langga naka-relate sa akin. I'm not sure if it's my own introvert personality na minsan, yung matutulog ka na nga lang, tapos iisipin mo pa yung isang conversation that you had with somebody like 10 years ago, tapos bigla mo siyang iisipin, and it'll just keep going over in your mind, tapos iisipin, ay, dapat inayos ko yung usapan na yun, hindi ko naayos yun. Tapos it'll just keep
as
you awake.
In,
oo,
as in, bumabalik ka sa ganun?
Bumabalik ako sa ganun. I have sporadic moments that.
Bago tayo matulog, iwisikan kita ng holy water.
And then, I don't know, they just like these random memories that would show up or like these random, parang mga random memories na parang, oh, I wish no, I could have said it differently or I wish na dapat binalikan ko yung moment na yon at binalikan ko siya sa kung anong
moments
sinabi ko.
Like this.
Wala lang. It's just like, is it OCD? Is it OCD? But it distracts.
Hindi.
It distracts me from my sleep. It distracts
hindi
me from
OCD.
The chance. Anong tawag doon?
Ano yun? You haven't learned the art of letting go.
Ay.
Put away the pictures. Throw away the memories I put over and over through my tears. Ibig sabihin, nung umiyak ka, hindi mo sinama yung memory na yun.
Hindi. I'm not talking about romantic relationships.
I'm not also talking about romantic relationships.
Bakit kailangan umiyak?
Eh, syempre, minsan hindi ka nakausap na kamag-anak or pamilya. Hindi mo masabi. So, sa pag-iyak mo, hindi mo na isama yun. Kumbaga, sinipon ka, hinigop mo pabalik.
Yung tipong ano, minsan hindi pa siya major, minor lang talaga siya. Yung parang, huh? Dapat sinabi ko yun. Dapat sinagot ko yung tanong na yun. Wala lang. These are like just memories. I don't know. Maybe there are some people like me because I see.
I think it's a lot of people. We have a lot of things in our mind that recurs. And then at the time that you don't even want to think about it, dun pa siya dadating.
Oo, di ba?
Ano kaya yung mangyayari kung nireplayan ko siya? Siguro, ano, hindi siya lumayo sa akin. Siguro hindi siya nag-convert. Siguro hindi siya, alam mo yun, siguro nabayaran niya yung utang ko. Yung gano'n, yung mga gano'n kung sakaling sinabi ko sa kanya. Unfinished business kasi involves a lot of issues that you and your loved one have never been able to fully work through. Kumbaga, if one of us, like now that you're saying that, na inaantok ka na ulit, na parang hindi natin matatapos yung episode ato on time.
Hindi matatapos natin to.
If we are holding on to those old hurts or old issues, it's likely that, yun nga, hindi ka nagkaroon ng tamang time to heal. Hindi mo nabigyan ng chance to heal. Or more so, hindi mo nakitang issue ito na dapat i-heal. So the longer these feelings simmer, like you were saying, it's a random distraction, and we discussed this in the previous episodes that distractions are a form of what really is God telling us to, that there is an underlying issue. Yung distractions are not to be swept under the rug, but rather to be prayed about, to be discerned. Lord, what are you telling me? Because I'm being distracted, you know? So the more difficult they will be to resolve kung hahayaan lang natin na nasa surface. So it's also crucial, it's very crucial to get closure on these circumstances na nagkakos nitong emotional pain.
So this episode, we're going to be talking about three reasons kung bakit kailangan we have to face
these unfinished
businesses that we have going on both in our mind, our heart, and relationship with others. Okay, number one. So unfinished business is unproductive. So when we have unresolved conflict in our marriage, if we keep going back to the past, it removes our energy, nawawala yung energy natin to focus on the present. So it's a precious time that you could have spent in nourishing your relationship, that it's the energy in planting the seeds that will bloom later on, because we keep thinking about what happened in the past.
Yes. Kaya yun nangyari, di ba? Yung unproductive kami nitong huling linggo. Kasi may mga unfinished business pala kami. Kulang kami sa tulog. So, hinahabol ni Apple.
Hinahabol ko yung tulog namin dalawa. Kaya medyo napahaba yung tulog ko.
Thank you ha. Thank you for putting some, you know. Thank you for contributing.
Oo, kasi kailangan mo din magtrabaho for hollow. So, yung mga hours na hindi mo natulog.
Na itinutulog. Kasi ito yung mga langgabigyan namin kayo ng context ha. Singit ko lang. So, matutulog kami.
Mm.
By the time na 10:30 na, nakatulog na rin kaming lahat.
Mm.
Pero kailangan ko gumising kasi kasama po yun sa pagninilay ngayon sa Halo. Ang mabuting balita ayon kay San Lucas. Mm. Yan. So araw-araw yan. So gigising ako para makapag-record ako in advance, which is gabi na. Tulog na rin si Apple. Katulad ngayon, humihikab siya. Kita ko na yung kanyang tonsillitis.
Kaya nga wala pa kaming video kasi may mga scenes na ganyan.
So,
hindi maganda ipakita.
So basically, this is what happens if you become unproductive, yung negative perspective mo sa marriage mo, it makes it increasingly difficult to feel gratitude and peace at the moment.
Mm.
Usually, yung ganyan nangyayari pag meron tayong unfinished business, hindi ka makafocus ngayon on what's in front of you. So rather than making new moments of love together, rather than making new memories together, wala, nabubuksan lang yung past mo, nare-reopen yung mga old wounds mo, na naghilom na, kinukot-kot mo pa.
Mm.
Di ba, gumaling na nga kasi nilagyan mo ng elokom, tapos kinakaamot mo pa.
Are you talking about my eczema here?
Yes, exactly. So, every situation namang malangga, we recognize that it's different. But sometimes, when we hold on to petty disagreements, di ba, ako yan eh. Petty ako eh. So, minsan hinuhugot ko pa
yan. Thank you po for acknowledging. Kasi kung nakita ko yung word niyon sa notes natin, sabi ko, ay, magsasalita ba
totoo,
ako?
Totoo naman.
Pero I'm not the one to bring my husband down kasi especially. So, thank you for acknowledging.
Like, it's so tempting kasi na pag may mga petty moments, na to hold on to it and to make it big. Because, you know, petty mo na ko eh.
Parang si Zaylee. Potemon!
But the reality, mga langga, is letting go is difficult.
Mm.
But clinging on creates more difficulties. When we carry this major betrayal sa puso natin and we're trying to overcome it without closure, napakabigat niyan.
Oo.
And you just ponder it in your heart.
That's right. It's failing to get closure na not only are you not able to just deal with the fact that it took place already, but also you can't move forward in a meaningful way. It's not just you, but also your partner in the relationship, because your relationship is supposed to be both of you. Eh.
Mm.
So if you're unable to move forward, need move on yung partner mo.
True. Pareho kayong hindi makalakad. Pareho kayong hindi ma-discover kung ano yung what's in store for you, what God is planning for you both to be on mission.
Mm, so sayang yung oras na pwede sanang gamitin sa relationship nyo, especially if you desire a beautiful, healthy, God-centered, lifelong relationship. Right?
Number two.
Unfinished business complicates new conflict. Ayan. Yan. Ito yung mga patong-patong.
Oo, hindi nyo mapag-usapan ngayon yung kung ano yung issue at hand. Mm. Kasi paulit-ulit kayong bumabalik sa nakaraan.
Mm.
When we have unfinished businesses in marriage, it's most likely na it will emerge in a new conflict. Kumbaga, patong-patong na nga. Hinugot mo, pinatong mo sa bago.
Mm. Kaya nga, one of the rules, I remember when we were still dating, I don't remember where we got that advice, pero one of, Jeric and I agreed on certain rules kapag nag-aaway kami. One would be na hindi namin i-degrade yung isa't isa when it comes to yung character, yung pagkatao ng isa't isa. We are not going to curse the other person. Pero one thing din is not to pull yung mga past issues na alam natin na pag-usapan exactly. na. It's one thing pag hindi pa, which is the reason why the patong-patong happens. Pero one of the major rules we have is na dapat hindi namin sinasami yung mga dating hugot.
Of course, you know, yesterday's wounds can complicate today's problems. Lagi natin tandaan yan na instead of really tackling the issue and clearing away the issue that you're facing right now, suddenly makikita mo yung sarili mo, wait, 5 years ago pa tong issue na to ah. Bakit bumabalik? Bakit hinuhugot mo yung 5 taon na nakaraan?
Na hindi mo nahugasan na maayos na hindi yung plato. Yung tipong sabi natin,
ayusin mo yung buhok sa, ano, yung tanggalin mo yung buhok sa bata pagkatapos mo maligo. Hanggang ngayon, hindi mo pa rin ginagawa. Ako pa rin ang naglilinis ng buhok. Obviously, hindi ko buhok yun kasi ang haba-haba. Ay, nakabalik sa nakaraan.
Yung mga tipong sabi natin, maglinis tayo ng bago natin bahay kasi bagong kasal. Tapos nung inulit na lang ulit, nalaman na, ay, hindi pa pala nalinis na maayos sa taas ng kabinet.
True!
So it became, ano, it just made patong-patong.
Anong tawag ba dyan?
Because we're talking about the kitchen. Kitchen sinking. Wow! Ang tawag dyan. Kitchen sinking. See what I did there, yes. My friend? Oo. So kitchen sinking is the term that they use for the phenomenon when you are in that conflict with someone. Tapos, gustong-gusto nila na binabalik yung mga hugot nila from the past. So
old conflicts na na-resolve mo na. So, bakit ba kitchen sinking?
Kasi ano yun eh, it's like you're trying to bring up everything na lang, everything in the past of your relationship except the kitchen sink kasi hindi mo talaga siya mahugot. Kasi kung hinugot mo siya, magfo-flooding yung kusina niyo, magdadagdag pa yung problema niyo. Ganyan. Kaya kitchen sinking.
So, Langga, how can we avoid this pattern sa relationship natin? Kasi ako mahilig mag-kitchen sink eh.
Yeah. Malaking bagay talaga kasi yung, of course, it's hard, it's not also advisable that when you're in a conflict, hindi ka magsasalita, yung stonewalling.
Pero expert ka sa ganyan eh, stonewalling.
Oo, yan, maghugot yan naman. Ganyan, makalangga talaga, petty talaga si Jerry kung kilala niya lang siya, pero dahil mahal na mahal ko siya, tinutulungan ko siya na magbago. But to be honest, one of the scary, it's very, very scary, pero one of the ways of avoiding this pattern is to be not so afraid of conflict.
Oh, yeah, nah. One example, are you listening to yourself, Langga?
Oh, one example. Petty, di ba? Petty. Like, for example, when Jerick and I first got together, ako kasi talagang, ano ako eh, natatakot kasi ako magsalita pag conflict kasi alam ko, based on my younger years, pag nung wala pang filter yung bibig ko, nakakasakit ako ng tao. Kasi, I would just speak without filter. And then over the years, I've learned to just like hold myself back kasi ayoko nga makasakit ng ibang tao. But the consequence of that is that I've become so filtered that even what I'm feeling at that particular moment, I'm not able to give myself justice by speaking out. So what happens there is, so when Jerick and I first got together, pag nag-aaway kami, pag may disagreement kami, pag may conflict kami, hindi ako nagsasalita. Siya lang nagsasalita. And then it just kept happening and happening. And it took me a very, very long time to be able to find, although I still am working on it, to be completely honest. But I'm trying to find ways to be able to break that, to know na when I speak up, it doesn't mean that ano to, na I'm disrespecting my partner because that's not my intention. But when I realize that it's okay to be in conflict with your partner, then the pattern of it starts disrupting yung pattern of kitchen sink kasi nakakapagsalita na ako.
At saka yung to be able to trust me na hindi ito magiging major kabawasan.
Major kabawasan?
Oo. Sa pagmamahal ko sa'yo. Kasi sabi, lagi ko siyang sinasabihan na you have to trust me also. You know, that I can take what you're gonna say. Because without you speaking about it, we cannot get into the bottom of it. Diba? I don't know what you're feeling. You have to enunciate it. So talagang tinutulungan ko si Apple, sabi ko sa kanya.
Kaya siya na lang nagsasalita.
Oo, lagi ko sinasabi sa kanya. Huminga ng malalim. Damhin ang presensya ng Panginoon.
Kainis.
Halo pala.
Sa totoo lang mga laga, medyo mahirap po na napag-asawa mo. Uh-oh. Isang preacher, isang voice artist, na mga ganon.
Tapos pag sinabi ko sa kanya na,
technique, on,
alam mo na ba, nararamdaman mo na ba, gusto mo na ba sabihin, sabihin ko sa kanya, magdasal tayo.
Oo.
Manalangin tayo sa ngalan ng Ama at ng Anak at ng Espiritu Santo.
Doon. Pag ginamit Amen. Mo na talaga yun sa akin, ibabato ko na talaga yung kitchen sink. Not that you, of course.
Of course.
Pero ibabato ko na talaga yung kitchen
importante
sink.
Importante yan to address it. So last but not the least,
how to get closure from unfinished business.
Uh-oh.
So the healthiest thing...
Tatlo pala, dalawa lang.
Dalawa lang pala, sorry. Kasi nakita ko yung... wala kasi number yung titles natin. So dalawa yun. Okay, review. Number one, unfinished business is unproductive. And number two, unfinished business creates new conflict. Oh, well, yeah, it does. Complicates new conflict. So eto nga, so pinag-usapan natin, unfinished business, So how do we get closure from unfinished business? Well, as difficult as it is, as challenging as it is, the healthiest thing that we can do, that you and your spouse can work, can do, is to work on resolving and getting beyond it, to move on. Ito na yung disclaimer, without resorting to name calling, attacks, petty behavior, threats, screaming, silent treatment, stonewalling.
Silent treatment.
Diba, Petty? Paulit-ulit siya. Hindi ko naman siya dinadala dito. Pero kailangan talaga niya magsalita dyan. That day. No, but like we said, it's one of the things that we've learned, because you will never really be able to move forward if you start destroying each other's, destroying each other's, not ego eh, hindi yun yung ego, yung pagkatao ng isang, not of the other person.
Yeah, minsan kasi it can take the disguise of, no, I'm just saying what I'm feeling.
Mm, pero may malice na.
You're saying what you're feeling to manipulate the other person's reaction, response.
Mm.
So if one or both of you is repeatedly bringing up yung mga past hurts, kailangan nyo talaga magkaroon ng closure. Kasi you cannot move forward without it. You know, so we have to, maybe you need some time to journal. Mm. Kasi minsan kasi kailangan isulat din natin nararamdaman
para
natin.
Para nailabas natin.
Exactly. Oo. So if there is something about the past that is bothering you, you have to give it a name.
Mm.
You have to face it. Hindi pwedeng lingering lang siya sa isipan mo.
Mm.
Diba? Kasi you have to make a list if you need to. Sabihin nyo, kailangan ba talaga? Oo. Di ba naalala mo yung pang-retreat sa, I don't know if you have it here, kasi sa Catholic school ako, no? So, pag nagre-retreat kami, sinusulat namin yung mga past hurts namin. Tapos susunugin namin yun.
May variation sa YFC dati, pero parang ganun.
Parang ganun, di ba? Or ipagdadasal mo, tapos susunugin.
Tapos na-realize namin fire hazard. Kaya hindi na namin ginagawa yung pagsusunog.
Oo, ganun sa amin.
Inilalagay lang namin sa basket. Tapos
sinusunog namin yun.
Tapos, pero habang, dati talaga may burning ceremony talaga yun.
May burning
ha?
Ceremony. Uh-oh. Habang umaapo yun, umiiyak-iyak ka.
Then we realize nga fire hazard siya, so we stopped it.
Tapos may background music. May background music yung sa amin nun eh. The tea is gone cold, I'm wondering why.
Catholic retreat?
Ay, parang iba yung napunta
ko.
The morning rain clouds on my window, but I can't see it all. Pero seryoso yun, journal it, journal it. And then second,
it's not so bad. It's not so bad.
Pasok Eminem.
Okay, sorry. Segue.
Ano yung second na pwede natin gawin?
Ako ba yung tinatanong mo?
Oo, ikaw. Second eh.
Nag-first na ako.
Okay, fine. Ikaw na.
Oh my gosh. Mga langga, kung alam niyo lang, kasi gusto niya ako magsalita.
Second.
Kinukurot niya ako gamit ng tone. Golly.
Second is, if things start to get overwhelming during a discussion, kailangan you make sure that your partner know that they will be heard.
Mm.
Kasi minsan nga, overpowering.
Kasi nga lahat-lahat na. It's kitchen sinking na.
So while also keeping your talk focused on the issue and not the person.
Mm.
Kaya iwasan natin yung, kasi ikaw naman, ganon. Pag-usapan nyo yung problema, hindi yung tao.
Mm.
So can we focus on this one issue for now? Pwede bang ito muna yung asikasuhin natin?
But it takes courage din ha. Kasi sometimes it's only the other partner Like for example, I mentioned earlier, before it was because I would not speak, so it would just be Jerry speaking. It took me a very long time to be able to say, "Ga, can you just listen to me right now? Because I just want to speak." And yeah,
or I want to talk about this issue, but this started off as bad kasi maaring nagkapikunan muna kayo. Can we start again? Can we make time to talk about it later? Maybe pagod lang isa.
So ngayon,
exactly. So ngayon sinasabi namin.
Or baka yung mga bata gusto maglaro tapos hindi pa kayo makakapag-usap, and then that's when you bring
So yung tipo, alam mo na yun, kakagising mo lang tapos sabi mo, magre-record tayo. Gaya, hindi ka pa nagsasubmit sa Deep.
It's not so bad.
So ang maganda dyan, pag nanarodan mo na yung mga listahan na yon, yung mga things na hindi mo pa nare-resolve, you and your spouse can be clear about it and you can start working on it. Kasi minsan, yung parang ina-assume lang natin na alam natin yung issue. But the reality is, sometimes you really have to be specific about it. So, ayun, consider dealing with one issue at a time, and baka kailangan nyo rin ng professional help.
Sometimes there are people who have had past experiences of dealing with yung issues with dealing with anger management. They would not be able to process certain situations without needing an external party to yung parang natawag doon
to see things objectively. Counselor.
Ganon. So those are also options to be considered depending on the situation. But we have to remember then, yung when it comes to lovey-dovey, actually not even eh. Some people are also having struggles with opening up to each other in those intimate ways of communication. But all forms of communication, it's not always easy, right? Every relationship has different dynamics. And especially when a relationship is new, you're trying to figure each other out, you're trying to understand how the other person works, or if you've just been having non-stop, parang feeling nyo na non-stop downhill na lang yung mga nangyayari sa buhay nyo, or you feel that your life has been so stagnant lately, it's just been the same, and you don't know how to break out of that routine, out of that cycle, it makes communicating with each other a little bit more challenging on those days than most.
Yes, so mga langga, don't stuff down your feelings and store up your problems. Or more so, worse is be like celebrities and posting it on social media. Your fight involving the whole Philippines.
Nag Facebook live habang nagbabato ng sink.
Or yung lalagay mo lahat doon, trial by publicity. You know, like you're trying to get the public to side on you. Instead of doing your unfinished business internally, you now involve more people
who aren't really even involved in your issue.
Yeah, and that's the fallacy of sharing problems. Hindi naman nababawasan eh. When you share it to the madlang people. Yeah, you share it to strangers, you share it to more people, hindi po nababawasan yung unfinished business burden. It actually multiplies even more to the point of, instead of resolving it earlier, nagkakaroon pa ng deeper wounds. So
especially when people take sides na, no?
Oo, lalo na ikaw. Sino? Ano ang team mo? Diba? Ayoko na mag-mention. Ngayon, mga kapanahunan ngayon, may mga team versus another team. Tapos, naghahanap ka kung sino talaga yung ugat. Kung sino yung may problema. Nakikimarites ka. Sobrang busy mo sa problema ng iba. Hindi mo alam, may problema ka rin pala. So, mga langga, tulad natin, lahat tayo may mga kanya-kanyang unfinished business. I guess it's time for us to face it. It's time for us to talk about it. So, maraming salamat sa inyo, sa inyong pasensya at sa inyong pakikinig. Maraming salamat. Ako po si Jeric.
You just used your radio voice for that. But then, yeah, this is Apple. You just always want to remind you that even in the good days, even in the bad days, even in the times when it's so hard to speak to each other, you ask the Lord for the grace.
Amen.
Right? Ask the Lord for the grace to be able to create opportunities to give you the courage and to be with you, especially in these challenging moments in your life together. So this is us over here always reminding you.
Na palangga kasang Dios.
See you next week. Sana. Hopefully. Char.
Bye.